tomorrow is Father's Day, and there's a big event planned to keep all the fathers happy and keep all the kids happy, which is Touch a Truck, which is organised by Waiheke Play Centre. Isn't that right, Nicola?
That's right, Chris.
Yeah, so Nicola Hambly from Waiheke Play Centre is here. Welcome along.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the event you've got planned for tomorrow.
Well, we had a member this year at our centre who kept bringing up to us that we should redo Touch a Truck. And Touch a Truck was held on Waiheke about 4 years ago, and I remember going along with my little child at that time, and it was a great day. And eventually we finally went, okay, we should have a think about this. And when we sat down and we thought about it, we thought, rightio, let's do it. Let's redo Touch a Truck, and we're going to ensure we do it great. So we've... you know, our main commitment to everyone coming along is we wanted to ensure you went away fulfilled with trucks. So we've got close to 40 big vehicles and trucks and other amazing and exciting machines there, all ready to come tomorrow, Chris.
Okay, so the kids can, what, clamber all over them and all that kind of stuff?
They sure can. Climb on up, blow the horn, or have a look out from the big windows, climb up on the huge steps, climb in the scoop maybe, get up there with the firefighters, get in the back of the ambulance, all sorts of really experience those vehicles.
Great, yeah, that's good. It's nice to get the hands on. And so where is all this happening?
Touch a Truck is happening tomorrow out at the Onitangi Sports Park from 1 to 3. It's just $5 for a family to come along. We're fundraising. All that money's going back to Play Centre here on the island.
Yeah, and what are you going to use it for?
We're using that money to buy toys and equipment and resources for the kids. The Play Centre's been here for almost 40 years now on Waiheke, and certainly we've got a lot of things that need updating and new resources, and we want to make sure we've got money to meet the interests of the kids at the time so we can keep purchasing new things and keep it exciting for them.
So Play Centre must be one of the longest established early childhood education facilities on the island.
The Play Centre here on Waiheke is the first early childhood centre that was here. Back in its early days, it used to be very full with families because it was the only place, and the Play Centre ran morning sessions and afternoon sessions to meet the needs of all the families in Waiheke. At the moment, we are full again, and we run sessions 5 mornings a week. And so that's really great now as well, that we're still going really strong after 40 years.
Okay, so any particular highlights you're looking forward to tomorrow? You're going to be climbing up yourself?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I desperately wanted us to ensure we had a grader. And I've often seen, you know, when I walk around Waiheke with my kids, you often see diggers on the side of the road, and you'll climb up and have a sit on the digger. But I've never been lucky enough to find a grader just parked on the side of the road. And just this week, Downers has locked in their grader, which is a huge, beautiful big machine, and that is going to be there right up the front for us.
Excellent. So, as well as all of the trucks and the diggers and all the rest of it, what other things have you got on for the families there tomorrow?
Well, we've got a whole range of things going on. We've got face painting. We've also got operator digger. So we've got a little digger there, and the kids can climb up with the driver or with dad and have a go at turning the scoop and operating the bucket. We've also got Dent-a-Wreck, which we've been donated an old race car that everyone can have a go at putting a dent in, and then later in the afternoon the fireys are going to chop the roof off that for us.
Excellent.
That'll be very exciting. We've got the ambulance, the police, all the fire trucks, we've got motorbikes, a cherry picker, tractors, diggers, dump trucks, some diggers that are so huge they're having to come out on transporter trucks, buses. Oh, Chris, the list is so huge that it's just going to be great.
And we'll be able to pick up some lunch as well.
You sure will. We've got fresh homemade lemonade. We've got sausage sizzles. We've got homemade baking for sale. And we've also got $2,500 worth of raffles for everyone to come and pick up.
Excellent. Yep, good day. So is this the major fundraiser for the Play Centre for the year?
This is our major fundraiser. This has been enormous for us. This is the first time we've tried something this big. But we've loved it, and we've been blown away by the support from the community, all the businesses and drivers that are donating to the raffles and all their vehicles and donating their time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 1 till 3.
1 to 3 at the Onitangi Sports Park.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks very much. So tomorrow at Onitangi Sports Park, touch a truck. Make sure you head along and support the Play Centre. Take the kids for a great time.